You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the Orioles playing well again, minus Tuesday night, a loss to the Rockies. But overall, they've won 5 of 6 and kind of safely put themselves back atop the American League East after the Red Sox had briefly caught them. When you look at Tuesday night's game, Chris Tillman was trying to become the first pitcher in the bigs to 15 wins this season. He comes up short and the team loses, but it wasn't a game that didn't have positives because Tyler Wilson throws 4 perfect innings in relief of Tillman. He pitches the last 4 innings of the game. What kind of a lift could Tyler Wilson give this team if he can continue to do that sort of thing?
Yeah, he was huge. And it's interesting. I asked Buck about this last night. They sent him down to get him more crisp, and that was his first outing for them since July 2nd, and he looked fantastic. You know, really working the ball in and out. As you mentioned, 4 perfect innings, ended on a strikeout, very efficient with his pitches. He just looked like a guy really rejuvenated by the rest, and that's kind of what he said post-game as well. So he could definitely be the guy because they took Dylan Bundy and Vance Worley out of the bullpen into the rotation because the rotation has struggled. Now they need long relievers. Tyler Wilson could end up being a very good option for them down the road.
Yeah, what is his best role to be? I mean, is he a guy that'll pitch an inning, or is it more of this scenario where he's the guy that could go long?
I don't know if anyone knows that yet. You know, he's such a young guy, still in his rookie eligibility. I think for now, they're going to continue to use him in that long relief role. Gabaldo Jimenez is getting that spot start on Thursday, so it looks like they prefer to have a guy like him down there. But I don't know long-term whether or not he's thought of more as a starter or a bullpen guy just yet.
So he could be a lift to the bullpen. Another obvious lift to this bullpen is getting Darren O'Day back. And you talk about how good Wilson was in his first outing. How about Darren O'Day coming back and striking out the side in his first inning back of work? But they really missed him, didn't they, while he was out?
Yeah, I think that's an understatement. Yeah. They've done so well, I think, in the bullpen. Forget how big Darren O'Day is to their success. And, you know, he showed it, striking out the side in his first outing back. He's been huge. Adding him to a bullpen that's got Brad Rock and Zach Britton, I mean, this is a relief corps that, especially now with the starters going a little bit deeper, should really be a weapon for them down the stretch.
So the trade deadline is kind of upon us now, Brittany. It's coming up on Monday, August 1st, and we've seen the Red Sox go out, make multiple moves. The Blue Jays traded for Melvin Upton Jr. on Tuesday. The Orioles still haven't made that big move or that push, and there's things that they need to do. Obviously, they need to add some pitching, whether or not that's more bullpen or like more likely maybe a middle of the rotation type starter. Maybe they can add a bat too. I mean, were they a team that was in it all on Melvin Upton Jr.?
They were. Surprisingly so, they were. I think when you look at it, they can also use an outfielder, especially with Joey Rickard hurt. I think they'd like to have a guy that can add speed, really play well defensively, kind of fill in for what they had with Rickard. But you mentioned it. I mean, ideally they need pitching. And where that comes from, I'm not sure. But they're going to continue to be active and look at things. Speaking of the Padres, Andrew Cashner is another guy they've inquired on. The issue is there's so many teams picking from this same pool. So many teams that need pitching. It's going to be really difficult for the Orioles to pull things off.
Yeah, and it seems like so far it's been kind of a quiet deadline season. And I think part of that is because so many teams need these pitchers that the teams that are selling are able to kind of sit back and let those offers kind of pile up. Obviously, the Cubs made the big move to get Aroldis Chapman and the Blue Jays get Upton Jr. But as far as all the relievers on the market and all those starters that aren't aces right now, I mean, the starters out there, they are what they are. You have the Hellickson's and the Cashners, Odorizzi. I mean, maybe Chris Sale's available, but I don't think the Orioles have what it would take to get a guy like that. But there's so many pitchers that are in that same level and so many teams that need them that it seems like this thing is going to go into the weekend, and then maybe on Sunday we're going to have a whole bunch of moves. Do you think that's where we're kind of headed?
No, probably down to the wire. You're right.
Yeah.
It seems like teams are going to have to kind of either come down on what they're asking for, or other teams are just going to start throwing prospects at them. And you see it every year. You know, it goes down to the final hour or two, and all of a sudden teams are pulling off trades left and right. You really can't keep up. And I think it's going to happen this year as well. And you know, given that the Orioles are in Toronto over the weekend, I'm sure it will happen at the most inconvenient time while I'm internationally traveling. But no, it should be interesting. I agree. It seems like it's something that's going to come down to the deadline. I'd be surprised if the Orioles made a move before at least Sunday.
Now, the Orioles are a team, it's well documented, the system is not exactly loaded right now with young prospects or young talent. When you look at the assets that they have to use in a deal to bring in the players they need, are they hurt by that weak farm system, or do you think there is enough that they'd be willing to part with to at least get done something that they need to get done?
I think they can get done something, but they're definitely hurt by it, Tim. I mean, Dylan Bundy up here now is pitching, but what really kills them is Hunter Harvey, who is having had Tommy John surgery yesterday. It went well, but he's a guy that potentially other teams are interested in. There are a few other prospects that draw some interest. Chance Cisco is one of them. But when you look at a guy like Cisco, he's a very good young catcher. And you look at Matt Wieters on that one-year deal, and you start to think, what can you part with? What can you not part with? And it's kind of a slippery slope. It's a very interesting balance here for Dan Duquette. Is the window now at the expense of the future? Or do you hold serve and say, well, it's a down year for everybody. You know, we're doing what we're doing now despite not pitching all that well. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing, but certainly not having the prospects to pick from that other teams do is definitely something that forces them to really be cautious and really think things through.
Now, you've mentioned Bundy a couple of times, and he's on the mound tonight. We record this on Wednesday afternoon. How big a start is this, not just for Bundy, but for the team to see him out there for his third start, to make sure they kind of know what they're going to have the rest of the season in Bundy as you approach this trade deadline? Because this will be their, I guess, their last chance to see him in a start before they have to pull the trigger on something. So how telling is this start in them deciding what they need to go out and get?
Well, it's certainly important, but I don't think if Dylan Bundy does good or not good, it's going to change. So they're thinking too much that they need a pitcher. Because even if the rotation continues to do well, as it has over the past week or so, they're still one injury away from really being in big trouble here. And they're still in a situation where they don't necessarily have a fifth starter. They kind of go by matchups. They're not positive. In a perfect world, they'd rather have Vance Worley in the bullpen. So I think when you look at it, it's important for Dylan Bundy personally. It's important for the Orioles to see if he can be a guy they can trust in the rotation. But I don't think organizationally what he does tonight against Colorado is going to change what they need and how they see the way this team is structured.
All right. Well, it's been quiet so far as the Orioles go in the trade deadline, but I'm sure that's going to change at some point over the next 5 days. Great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.